Refreshed Marriage by Aspire Writer 39. 10 years of marriage, Miranda was beginning to feel the excitement of life draining away with each passing day. Was it her marriage? Maybe it was the inevitable fact of life that the older you get, the less exciting everything seems to feel. Drew looked out at his life with his lovely wife. He, too, was beginning to feel a loss in the lust for life. For weeks, he thought and struggled for some way to inject excitement into their lives. He finally struck on a plan. The first part was to tell Miranda that the following Saturday he had made plans for them to go out on a date. Drew began to flirt with his wife. At first, it was very awkward. But after a few minutes, Miranda got into the flirting. It was not long before their flirting went from sweet to raunchy. They were having a blast. It had been so long since they just let go and acted like kids. That night, they had incredibly hot sex. Their inhibitions were down, and Miranda's libido was up. She fucked Drew like a porn star. A couple of weeks later, Drew once again asked his sexy bride on another date. This time, they went to a 5-star restaurant in the next city over. Miranda was excited about the upcoming date. She hadn't been excited about a date like that in years. She fussed over what she would wear, finally settling on a little black dress and a pair of sexy heels. Drew, for his part, got a haircut and put on his best shirt and suit jacket. That evening, at dinner, Drew couldn't take his eyes off of Miranda. She looked fucking amazing! Random thoughts flashed through his mind of her pressed against him. Their lips were locked, her legs around his waist. Drew leaned over and whispered to Miranda what he was thinking about. She blushed and gave him a little giggle. Drew kissed Miranda and stroked her thigh. Damn, her legs are amazing. Sitting back, Drew noticed a few patrons were staring at them. As the waiter showed back up with their appetizers, Drew noticed their server couldn't take his eyes off of Miranda. The attention she got made Drew smile. He loved that she was the hottest woman in the room. Drew whispered in his wife's ear, "I think our server has a bit of a crush on you." That made Miranda blush. She stole a glance in their waiter's direction, and sure enough, the young man kept glancing down at her. The young man's attention caused a thrill of arousal, as well as embarrassment, to shoot through her body. Seeming to read her mind, Drew whispered in her ear that she should take pride in the fact that she is so attractive. With a force of will, Miranda let go of the negative social hang-ups. All that was left was a flush of pride in her body. Drew kissed Miranda on the neck, then slid back to his seat. Attention was great, but he didn't want to get kicked out of the restaurant. Drew suddenly had an idea. Leaning in, he whispered his dare in Miranda's ear. Miranda was nervous, but she refused to let it show. Getting up from the table, Miranda made her way to the ladies' room. Drew watched his wife's sweet ass as she walked away. All he could think was, "I am one lucky bastard." When he stopped admiring his wife, Drew noticed the other men in the room. They were trying desperately not to look as she crossed the room. Under the table, his cock formed a tent in his pants. Emerging from the ladies' room with her heart racing in her chest, Miranda now walked back to the table. Her velvet sex was wet, and she was sure the whole world knew what she had just done. Sitting down, Miranda handed Drew a wadded-up piece of fabric. It was proof she had complied with his dare. Drew took the thong and slid it in his pocket. A flush crept up Miranda's face when Drew told her his cock was rock hard, aching from what she had done. When the waiter delivered the meal, Miranda gave him a dazzling smile. The server returned it, his face turning red. Miranda felt butterflies in her stomach. She was excited, aroused, and genuinely having fun. The rest of the meal was a haze, flirting with the waiter and her husband's wandering hand sliding up her legs. Miranda had never felt sexier. The moment the front door closed, Drew grabbed Miranda's waist. He slammed her against the wall as his lips pressed against hers. Against the wall, Miranda wrapped her legs around his waist and pulled Drew in close. As they kissed, their hands found all the right places. Moans of intense pleasure escaped their lips. Didn't take long for Miranda to unbutton Drew's pants. His cock sprang free and she grabbed his erect member. Drew responded by lifting her onto his rigid cock. He slid into her welcoming embrace with ease. His cock sank into her moistness. The sensation made his head swim. Miranda loved how Drew filled her sex. Their lips locked as he pressed into her and began to thrust with abandon. Miranda called out his name, demanding that he fuck her harder and faster. Miranda's cries drove Drew to the edge. He bit back on the urge to come. He wanted her to come first tonight. As he thrust, Miranda cried out. The orgasm overcame her whole body. Her cries of joy sent Drew over the edge. His body tensed as his cum shot deep into her. Spurt after warm spurt filled her up. Panting, he lowered her to the floor, kissing her and telling her she was irresistible. The following week, Drew made an effort to flirt with Miranda. She, in turn, replied by flirting back. They had a blast and felt like they were dating again. Both were jubilant and excited for what the future held.